Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
On Saturdays, I like to share a poem that has caught my attention during the week. This week's poem is Sunday Choice, Complaint Number 1 by T.M. Moore. I'd shut down once the text is read and wish I'd just stayed home instead. What do they teach these guys in school? Must boredom be their guiding rule? When insipid's their claim to weekly homiletic fame, and sin can sit at ease unfazed with all the rest whose eyes are glazed, while humor or some story take the place of exposition, wake me when it's over, if you please. The devil's tools are such as these. Before them lies the word of life. It should dissect us like a knife and cause our sin-sick souls to howl to be exposed so dark and foul. We should be ushered through the gate of glory, crushed beneath its weight, and, listed by a skillful hand, there made with joy to safely stand before our Savior's beaming face, secure in His redeeming grace, and all astounded to be seen in His eyes, loved, forgiven, clean, and fitted to His bidding due. Instead, we are subjected to some moral exhortation in the name of Him who died for sin, which most accept too readily, since it requires no change, you see, but serves to reassure them that God's fine with them right where they're at. The church thus weakly sermonized is steadily more marginalized. The kingdom's coming waits until those called to preach their calls fulfill with courage and consistency to vaunt Christ with humility.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.